to go as before we start the second half. Again, Amory Warrior Football 107.5. My name is Jay, and it has been a turnover tale here in the first half. Mainly the Spartans have turned it over. Two fumbles on key possessions where they were marching. And they turn the ball over, and Amory scores on the first turnover after about four or five running plays. In goes Danielson, I believe it was, and then Maxson kicks the extra point. And then again, the Spartans turn it over when a forced fumble on a reception along the right side cough the ball up. Two Warriors in the perimeter jump on it. And that's kind of where the half ended, because the Warriors were unable to do anything with it. Lots of penalties in that first half. Both teams had lots of green grass in front of them for a first down a couple of different times. I believe, was it the Warriors that had third and about 42 yards to go at one time, and that is about as far as you see on penalties. So
when I grew up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones Financial Advisor can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Visit edwardjones.com or call 715-268-4106. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Yeah, Bloomer is who they beat. So they beat Bloomer very first game of the season, and since then, a 28-29 loss to a very good Osceola team. They scored 42 points against Baldwin-Woodville, but gave up 70. So a tough one there. 28-30, they lost to Prescott, who rose all the way to number four in the state, the Prescott Cardinals. So, again, really tight ball games. 28-26, they lost to another good team, the Ellsworth Panthers. And so the Middle Border Conference has been a tough climb for the Spartans. Amory, on the other hand, get their numbers here. Amory 3-5 on the season. They only average 16 points a game. The Spartans average more than that. I can't recall what it was, but I think it was up close to 30. But the Warriors did beat Altoona on the 20th of September, and then they won again last week over St. Croix Central, 20-9. Maxson had a great game last week. 81 yards rushing. Caleb Danielson was 8 for 37 yards. And Keaton Wolin and Maxson each had a touchdown last week. So that's their two wins, the Warriors. And they're trying to get a third victory here tonight and a shot at the playoffs. The Warriors are outrushing their opponent by just a few yards, but they are still outrushing their opponents 158 yards to 154. Receiving, though, their opponent is besting them by about 40, 45 yards per game. And that is significant in high school football. So we're getting ready to go here. 36 seconds counting down. Kane Donnelly, the most notable player for the Spartans. 1,001 yard passing so far, but 13 touchdowns through the air. And then he has scored 16 on the ground, 969 yards rushing for the quarterback. So he is their Swiss Army knife. And Maxson, of course, on the other side, number 8, is the Mr. Everything for the Amory Warriors. So all right. The band is playing us down these last. Oh, they put time back on the clock. Oh, no, they didn't either. This is one huge scoreboard. And yes, they did. They put time back on the clock. So 2 minutes and 40 seconds counting down. I'm going to go back to Madison and tell them let's have one more. Note from our sponsors here. We'll be right back to Somerset for Amory Warriors football, 107.5 WLAK. Coming back.
Looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet services in Amory? Look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered with fast, dependable service. Ready to upgrade? Visit them online, www.nwcom.net, or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local service with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected.
As we wonder why our kids are struggling, someone is getting bullied. As we discuss how to improve their mental health, someone is being harassed on social media. As we wonder why they're skipping school, someone is crying themselves to sleep. Knowing the signs is the best way to prevent bullying.
Please just leave me alone.
Learn the signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
All right, welcome back here to Somerset for Amory Warrior football versus the home team, the Somerset Spartans. And we are ready to kick off here as that big full moon is starting to look a little bit spooky up there. We've got clouds coming in across it. A couple of other scores in the Middle Border Conference. Osceola, Altoona. Altoona is trailing by 1 point. The Osceola Chieftains up by one, 21-20. Prescott and Ellsworth. Prescott's up 13-6. And I just heard a St. Croix Central score, but too much background noise. I can't give you anything solid there, so I'm not even going to venture a guess. 17 seconds to go in the halftime as the Amory Warriors march off the field on the far side. The Spartans on the near side are ready to go. And we're ready for the second half of football as the Amory Warriors bring a 7-point lead to the second half, 7-0. Now we're in the new booth here at Somerset, but no lights. So I'm struggling trying to light up my numbers here with my cell phone. Whoever's writing this is not the best. Oh, that's mine. But we'll make it work. As the band plays the school song, I assume that's the school song. Yeah. All right, here we go. Warriors are going to kick it off. Maxson back to kick and to receive. Belil and Fox. It's going to be a squibber taken by an up man, and he is going to be tackled after about a 10-yard gain. 10-yard return, I should say. going to. Gavin Harris, I think, was the first man down there to tackle him. A lot of bodies there as they sorted it out. It's going to be first down and 10 yards for the Spartans at their own 34-yard line. Once again, Amory Warrior football here, 107.5 WLAK Lake Erin, Amory. My name is Jay Cornell, and we're getting started with the second half. Again, you can find us on the Civic Media app, free download. Direct snap to the quarterback here in the shotgun, and he's going to fall ahead for about 4, maybe 5 yards. That's Donnelly. Kane Donnelly, number 13, a senior. Big kid, 6'3", 205. He is their MVP for sure, looking at his numbers. 5 yard gain, 2nd and 5, upcoming now for the Spartans, 39-yard line, rather. I like the grass field, but boy, the numbers are a little tough to read. All right, here we go. 2nd and 5. Shotgun, man in motion. Donnelly's going to keep it himself, find some room around right tackle. Boy, he just keeps dragging guys with him. Stopped after about a 2 yard gain, but then he drags two guys with him, and he's going to get a first down out of it. Right down to the 45 yard line now, their own 45. The Spartans have it, 1st and 10. As the band starts to march off the premises, band members said, I've had enough, I'm going home. 1st and 10, 45-yard line of the Spartans in the shotgun. Two receivers right for Donnelly, and whistle blows it dead. It's going to be something against the offense. And lining up offsides, the offensive player is going to march it back 5 yards, 1st and 15. The ball's at their own 40-yard line for the Spartans. Donnelly and company huddle up. So Donnelly's been mostly out of the shotgun tonight. Single set back. And that's where he's at again. He's got a back to his right, two receivers right, one left. Man in motion from left to right, and he's going to get the ball. That's number two. Not big in stature, but brings a load. That's number two, Blake Fox, 5'9", a junior. 48-yard line is the new line of scrimmage. 2nd and 7 upcoming. About the 48-yard line. Yep, their own 48, the Spartans have it, 2nd and 7. They make up the yardage there, lost on the penalty, and then some. All right, two receivers right. Blake Fox split left. Scramstead, Fox in motion. Somebody moved. That was number 8. I'm going to call him out on that. Pinska jumped across the line for the Spartans, and that's going to cost him again. So the coach is going to have something to say because that was blatant. He's right next to the ball and decided to leave early. And dirty laundry comes on by the PA announcer, who has a sense of humor I appreciate, as they throw laundry on the field. Here we go, 2nd and 11. Line of scrimmage, 43-yard line. Handoff back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard. Handoff went to Scramstead. No, it wasn't either Scramstead. PA guy said it was. I think it was Gillowhiskey. I'm probably wrong. It doesn't list him as a running back. All right, here we go. He's a lineman. All right. 3rd down and 10. Shotgun. Two receivers right, one left. Handoff. No, he's going to keep it. Donnelly keeps it. Gains a yard and is hit. Didn't fool anybody. He fooled me for a second, but the Warriors were not fooled. I think that was Keaton Wolin. Then this quick stop, they're going to go for it. 4th down, 4th and might as well call it 10. It's closer to 9.5. Shotgun, are they going to try to just draw them off sides? They are. They got men in motion. Donnelly's going to drop back now into punt formation. Handy when your quarterback and your punter are one and the same. He gets off a quick knuckleball type punt that is going to be caught by Wolin. Yes, and he's going to be hit at the 35 and taken down by Anderson. Reese Anderson, number 17, took him down as sophomore, 6'1", 157. You know, the Spartans fighting to get in the win column this year, but, boy, the future looks bright if nothing else, sheer numbers. A lot of athletes out there that got a number 9 or 10 in their grades, so they are up-and-comers, and I don't look for this team to stay down too long in the middle border. All right, handoff. Maxson hands it off to Wolin. He is met by four or five guys. Initial contact, number 76. It's going to be no gain. I'm going to say Jackson Whitstock. Did I say 76? Yeah, Shellhorn. Number 76, Shellhorn, a senior, 6'1", 270. Brings a load, and he pushed him backwards. They're going to give him a yard. And shotgun, two setbacks, in motion. Throws right, caught. Wolin on the catch. Carter Wolin makes a man miss. 15-yard gain out to the Spartans 45. And that's enough for a first down for the Warriors. Maxson's at his best when he rolls to his right, I think, because he throws a dart out there. He rolled right, threw right, made an easy catch for his receiver. Made a man miss, gained a few more. First and 10, 45-yard line, snap. Wolin's got it. He pulls a couple of guys with him. Big gain, 7 yards on first down. Down to the 39, 38-yard line, looks like. So a gain of about 6, maybe 7. And it's going to be second down and a long 3 upcoming for the Amory Warriors. So the Warriors coming to set. Dual setbacks in that formation. Shotgun, man in motion. Quarterback's going to roll right. He's hit hard immediately. And he's a little slow getting up, but he does get up. Maxson, number 23, I believe, made that hard hit. Scramstead. So making his name known on offense as defense. There is a penalty on the field. The Warriors are going to march backwards. Going to be a 10-yard penalty. I didn't see what it was. It's going to make it second and long, second and about 13. I still didn't see what it was, but long enough to bring it back close to midfield, 48-yard line of the Spartans, first and second and 12, 13, we'll call it. Maxson looks right, throws left, got a man, caught down to the 40-yard line, and he's tackled out there by number 3. That's Creer. But Ellison made the catch. That's his first time tonight getting in the offensive score column. Wide receiver, 6'3", 190. Good-looking athlete, senior. They break huddle quick, the Warriors. They come up third down and about 5. Man in motion. Maxson rolls right again. He's in trouble. He sees daylight, squirts through, and is up close to a first down. They're going to say he's out of bounds, a yard short. Fourth and a yard to go. I'm assuming on this side of the 50, they're going to go for it. It's only a 7-0 ball game. 6:02 to go in the third quarter. The Amory Warriors are on the road, taking on the Spartans, and are up by 7. But looking to add more here, so they go for it. Fourth and 1, tight formation. He's got it. Hands it off to the second man through. Easily has a first down. Does Keaton Wolin. Wolin got tripped up at the line of scrimmage, dove ahead, got about 2 more. So that's going to move the chains. All right. First down now for the Warriors at the Spartans 33. Handoff, right side, nothing there. A little daylight. They might give him a yard. That was a quarterback keeper. Maxson kept it. Went right. We'll give him a yard and a half on the gain. So now it's just short of the 30, so 31-yard line. And a timeout on the field. We're going to keep it here. Amory Warriors football. 7-0 Amory. They did not call a timeout. They break huddle. Thought the official pointed two arms towards the offense, but no. All right, shotgun, dual setbacks, either side of the quarterback. Receiver left and right. The snap, he rolls right. The quarterback's in trouble. Maxson scrambles left. He's got room. It's going to be tipped and picked off. Spartans have it, and they've got running room. Number three, right side. Number 13, rather, right side. He's still on his feet. Finally tripped up right at the one-yard line, almost in. The hero there was the number 74, Elliot Roberts, the big boy, 240. He is going to get a pat on the back regardless if they get in or not, because he huffed and puffed and ran a long ways and tripped him up just before Donley went in for the touchdown. So Donley picked it. I couldn't tell if that ball was tipped. It was thrown into a crowd, and he tipped it and ran almost 70 yards. If it would have been 70, he'd have been in. He is just short. They're going to mark it at the 2-yard line, where it's first and goal now for the Spartans. So the most exciting moment of the game so far, no matter who you're rooting for, but especially a Spartans fan. All right, so here we go. This time he's going under center. That is, he's in the shotgun. Donnelly, shotgun. Keeping himself. He's got room up the middle. Falls ahead. Touchdown. Touchdown for the Spartans, and the home team loves it. Not a lot to cheer about here tonight for the Spartans until that moment. So 6-7 in favor of the Amory Warriors. 4:33 to go in the third quarter, and now we've got a ball game. All right, they are going to line up, and looks like they're going for two. Spartans are going for two here. Conley alone in the backfield. He's going to keep it himself. Gets a push up the middle, and he's in. He never got a grass stain on that, because the big boys in the middle just made a wall, and he just walked in behind him. So Donley in for the two-point conversion, and that's the lead now for the Spartans, 8-7, 4:33 to go in the third quarter. Band is fired up, the home team's fired up, dance team's fired up, and the Amory Warriors have something to pin their ears back about, because they need to get in the end zone here, or at least with Maxson's leg, get 3 points to take the lead. It is a one-point lead, 8-7, 4:33 to go in the third quarter. All right. Lane Pitska, number 8, ready to kick it off. Run up, the kick, a squibber. It's going to be taken by one of the – no, it's going to squirt through the line. Finally, Danielson picks it up and is hit at the 20. So that was not Amory's best effort there. They had a couple of guys that it squirted past. And it's going to be deep now at the 20-yard line in their own territory. First and 10, Warriors. All right, so the Warriors, first and 10, 20-yard line. Maxson keeps it. Got room left side, runs all the way out of bounds. And he is pushed out at the 39-yard line. Big gainer, 19 yards. So a big gainer for Maxson there. He ran around the left side, didn't have anybody in front of him, and made the most out of it. And it took one of the deep defensive backs to come in and push him out of bounds. 39, well, they marked it at the 38-yard line. I must be seeing things because I swear they were standing right at the 39, and now he's back to the 38. Here we go, shotgun. Receivers left and right, handoff, Wallen up the middle, gain of a couple. Well, I better not say that until they spot the ball, but he is tackled right at the 40, and that's where the ball is. That was not Wallen. That was Danielson, number four, the big fella. Caleb Danielson, 6'3", 220, senior, gain of two, 40-yard line of the Amory Warriors, 3:58 to go in the third quarter here in Sparta Country down here in Somerset. The Amory Warriors looking to regain the lead here. They have the ball, second and eight, man in motion, back to pass. He's got a man left side, running room, Wallen. He's got room. He is tackled finally down at the 20-yard line. They're going to say at the 22-yard line he's taken out. So Wallen had a blocker in front of him, and it was his younger brother out there in front of him, Carter Wallen. Nice play from the second down marker all the way down to the 20. They've got it marked at the 23-yard line, first and 10 now, Amory, a big gainer. Nice pass out there in the flats, and Wallen made the most of it. Here we go, under center. Allen in motion, pitch to Wallen, and he's tripped. Hit immediately is Wallen in the backfield. I'll try to get a number there, 62, 52. Number 52 made the stop for the Spartans. Gilwiski. Dane Gilwiski, 52, I believe is how you say it. But a loss of a yard, second down now, 25-yard line of the Spartans. The Amory Warriors have it. Single setback, and he's going to hand it off to that back, and he is still on his feet. He hit a wall of bodies up the middle, made the most of it. 5-yard gain, they're going to say. He never did get tackled. He just got stood up by a wall of red uniforms. Most notably, the big fellow out there is number 73, Evan Spillman, senior, 6'4", 265. So they've got plenty of beef on that defensive line, do the Spartans. Warriors break huddle, come set. Single setback for Wallen. In the backfield, we've got two receivers right, man in motion. That's Allen. Rolling right, Maxson throws a dart, incomplete. Tipped, both offensive and defensive player tipped it. Either one could have caught it, but it bounced up in the air and falls harmlessly on the far side. It's going to bring up fourth down now for the Amory Warriors. Fourth down, seven to go. Are they going to go for it? They're going to kick a field goal? Maxson has the leg. They spot it at the left hash mark. And they are lining up like they're going to kick it, and they are. So from the 21-yard line, it's going to be about a 33-yard kick. It's up. It's plenty long enough, and it is through. Maxson is going to make a living kicking someday, I believe. That kid can kick the ball. So Maxson puts it through for the three-point field goal. He's got a better average than the Packers kicker this year, that's for sure. It's 4 for 5. 1:44 to go in the third quarter. The Road Warriors take a lead, 10-8. As we get close to the final quarter here, 1:44 to go in the third. This is Amory Warrior football on 107.5 Lake Air out of Amory, of course. My name is Jay Cornell. I'm here throughout the evening again, taking you through play-by-play on Amory Warrior football night here, Friday night. And what a night for football. Another warm one. Moon is high over the field. Grass field here down in Somerset. As the Warriors get set to kick it off from their own 40. Back is, I believe, Carson Belil, and Jack Creer. And Maxson can boot it, and he does. All the way back to the four-yard line. Creer's got it. He's got room right side. A good block out there. He's still going up the right sideline. Still on his feet at the 50. He's finally tackled across the 50. Taken down by Kelly. What a nice return. Nice return out there. And there's a penalty marker, unfortunately. Boy, I hope that holding against Somerset. And that's usually what that flag indicates on the return, deep side of the return side of the field, and for sure. Home crowd doesn't like it. The Zebra doesn't seem to care. And the ball is going to be spotted at the Spartans. 31-yard line. So first and 10 for Somerset. And the Warriors did what they needed to do. They got on the scoreboard. 10-8, they lead now. 1:35 to go in the third quarter as the Spartans break huddle. Receivers left and right. Wing in motion. Single setback. Hand off to the man in motion. That's number 2 still on his feet. He is a water bug out there. They can't catch him. 5'9", Fox. And he's making everybody miss all the way down to the 30-yard line. That was Blake Fox, 5'9", 158. And he didn't have to hit anybody hard because he just eluded them. He just kept pushing guys aside, and they just kept going aside, and away he went. So all the way down to the 30-yard line of the Warriors. So Somerset knocking again. I said before, they have a terrific offense. It's their defense that struggled this year, giving up 70 points in one ball game. So handoff, right side, that's Fox again. Blake Fox finds room around right tackle. He was the man in motion. And second and 6 upcoming, so a 4-yard gain. Ball is spotted at the, looks like the 26-yard line, where it is second and 6 for the home team, the Somerset Spartans. So Amory needs to stiffen up here a little bit if they want a chance to win this ball game and sneak into the playoffs. They need some other things to happen for that to happen. But here we go. Snap to the quarterback, shotgun. Donley's got room. Bobs and weaves his way through the middle of that defensive front and all the way down to the 15-yard line. It's going to be first down. So a first down gain. Nice run there by Donley. Again, he's got a lot of yards on the ground and a lot of touchdowns this year. He's kind of the Swiss Army knife of this team, as Maxson is on the other side. Now do we have a timeout? We do. Timeout called, I believe, by the offensive team, the Spartans. No, that's just going to let it tick down. So the end of the third quarter, we're going to take a break. But first, let me tell you, this is Amory Warrior football on 107.5 WLAK. Come back for the fourth quarter.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org to get started. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education station in sports.
Looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet services in Amory? Look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered with fast, dependable service. Ready to upgrade? Visit them online, www.nwcom.net, or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local service with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected.
To the 15-yard line as they switch ends here. First and 10 from the 15 for the Spartans. Spartans trailing by two as we begin the fourth quarter. Handoff up the gut. He breaks a couple of tackles. That is Scramstead, number 23. He broke enough tackles to make it a five-yard gain. Turned something, nothing into something, I should say. Number 23 comes up limping a little bit, but he's staying in. Scramstead, scrappy kid. So about a four-yard gain, we'll say. From the 10-yard line now, they can get a first down. It's Donnelly the keeper. Yes, Donnelly the quarterback keeper. A lot going on there, and I lost the ball for a second, but Donnelly gets across the 10-yard line. Down at the 9 now, third down. We're going to call it third and a long 3, maybe 4 yards to go. They can get a first down at about the 5-yard line. So third down and 4 from the Amory Warriors' 9-yard line. Single setback, Donnelly shotgun, man in motion. He's going to give it to him. That's Fox again, and he is going to drag a couple of guys before he's tackled. Gained a couple of yards, did Fox, but it's going to be fourth down and about 2. And you got to wonder what they're going to do here. They only trail by 2, the Spartans, so a field goal puts them in the lead. But like most high school teams, they don't trust that particular aspect of the game, so they're going to huddle up and go for it here and try to make it a little bit bigger margin. And they're going to go for 2 if they score, I'm guessing, so it's going to be an 8-point margin? No. All right, here we go. In the shotgun, handoff. No, he's going to keep it. He's got room, left side in for the touchdown is Donnelly. Donnelly handed it off. And so did a couple of the Warriors, and there's a Warrior down, slow getting up at about the 7-yard line. His teammates pick him up. That's Kelly. And he is slow to come off. Looks like got his bell rung here a little bit. So at 9:57 to go in the ball game, the home team regains the lead by 4, 14-10. They're going to go for it, make it a 6-point lead if they can. Go for 2, that is. They've got the weapons for it, certainly. I was just going to say Donnelly's their biggest weapon, but now I don't see him out there. Yeah, there he is. He's going to be in shotgun formation. Receiver left. And tight formation here. I'm guessing he's going to go right up the gut with it. He does. He's got room and he's in. Donnelly untouched around left tackle and he's in. So an 8-point turnaround there. So 16-10 in favor of the Spartans as the home team likes it here on senior night in Somerset. 9:57 to go in the ball game. 16-10 as they play the school song. The Spartans have the lead. The Amory Warriors need to answer if they want any chance to squeak into the playoffs here. That would give them 3 conference wins tonight if they can get into the winning column. And that would give them a chance with 3 wins to get into the playoffs. Some other things got to happen, but they got to take care of business here first, and then they'll worry about the rest of the division later tonight. So here we go. They're going to kick it off from right to left here as I look at the field. The moon being obscured a little bit more by cloud cover. Still beautiful night here. Temperature starting to drop a bit. Might be a normal October evening here after a very hot day. So back to kick is Pinska. He kicks it right side out of bounds. So that's going to be a penalty. It's going to bring it up to the 30 or 35-yard line. 35-yard line where the Amory Warriors will have it. Trying to get back into business here. So welcome, everybody. If you're joining us a little late and you want to know what's going on here down in Somerset, 9:57 to go in the ball game. The Spartans have just taken the lead, 16-10, and Warriors hoping to answer here. They are starting at their own 35-yard line, the Warriors. Maxson shotgun, two receivers right, one left, setback. Maxson's going to keep it. Follows the block. Scott Room up the middle, all the way across to the 50-yard line, where he's finally taken down out there, but a big gainer is going to move the chains. Maxson almost untouched as we've got a Spartan getting up slow. That's the man who just kicked it off, Pinska, Lane Pinska, a junior, 6'4", 188. Looks like he's nursing an ankle there. But come off the field and get a breather. Here we go, midfield, first and 10. Snap to the quarterback, Maxson. Maxson sheds a tackle, sheds another, takes a couple guys with him up close to a first down. So a 9-yard gain there for Maxson. Maxson having another big game like he did last week at home against St. Croix Central. Is it Danielson that each had a touchdown? Danielson touched the ball a lot last week, more than typical for him. All right, up to the just shy of the 40-yard line. It is second and one now. Maxson shotgun, two receivers right. He's going to keep it himself, and the whistle blows to kill the play. So somebody along the line moved, and they're going to call him on it. The official says motion against the offense, marching it back 5 yards. That's happened a lot tonight. There's been a lot of penalties. Both teams, the Warriors had, after a couple of penalties, they had a third or second even. I think it was third and about 42 yards to go, and that's about as far as you'll see at any level on a third down conversion. So here we go. Shotgun, single setback. He's going to keep it himself. Broken play. Maxson does keep it, and he turns it into a big gain. I think that was supposed to be a handoff to Wolin, but Wolin didn't want it. And Maxson able to squirt through and pick up a big gainer all the way down to the 32, 33-yard line of the Spartans, where it's going to be first and 10. So Amory, after marching backwards, puts a big gainer on the field. He's got a single setback again. And Tyler Ellison is in the backfield, and that's not typical. But they blow it dead, and we're going to take a timeout. Timeout, Amory. Let's take a quick timeout to hear from our sponsors. Once again, Amory Warrior Football, 107.5 WLAK. Come back and catch the last 8:14 to go, 16-10 in favor of the Spartans, but the Warriors marching.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Eric Morrissey, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you build a strategy to make your finances keep up with your long-term needs. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Eric at 715-268-4106 to schedule an appointment. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Okay, here we are again in Somerset as the Warriors are at first and 10. Snap to the quarterback, and he's taken down immediately in the backfield, and the crowd loves it. And that is a crowd favorite, number 38. Haven't called his number or name tonight, so I got to give him credit. Coon, so that's why that sounded familiar. They were chanting Coon out there, Cooper Coon. A senior, 5'11", 174, squirted through, made the tackle, lost three, did the Amory Warriors, second and 13. Ball is right at the 35-yard line of the Spartans. They break huddle, the Warriors. Carter Wolin out right, man in motion. Roll right, looks right. Maxson, he's got nothing. He throws it in the dirt, throws it away. Maxson had nothing going. He had about four guys bearing down on him, including the big fella Shellhorn, number 76, 6'1", 270 senior. He's got some spring in his step, the big fella, after almost coming up with a sack. But instead, it's going to be third down, 13 to go at the 35-yard line of the Spartans. The Warriors have it. They're going to spread out this time. Two receivers right, two receivers left. The slot receiver left side, single set back, shotgun. Maxson's got it. He's going to throw. Doesn't like what he sees, tucks it and runs, and is caught. Taken down in the backfield. Number 23 with the sack, Scramstead, I believe that was. And spring in the step of all of the Spartans now as they're strutting their stuff on defense. It's been not their strong point this season. Prolific scorers, the Spartans, but they've given up some big scores. They gave up 70 points against, I think it was Baldwin-Woodville earlier. They scored 40 themselves that game, though. So, all right, fourth down and very long. They line up to go for it, and they do. In the shotgun, and a penalty is going to back them up even further. Ay-yay-yay. So the Warriors shooting themselves in the foot. False start, Warriors marching it back. They're going to punt it now, I'll bet, because it is fourth. And we've seen a couple of these tonight. We've seen even longer than this. Fourth and 25? Fourth and 28. Yeah, we've seen it up into the 40s tonight. Third and 40, third and 42. Penalties have hurt both of these teams, but I think the Warriors can safely say they've had more penalty yardage against them than the home team. They're going to go for it. Shotgun, 45-yard line, back to pass. Maxson throws a bomb left side. He's got nobody down there. It's caught finally, but out of bounds by the defender. Jack Creer on the defense. I think that was Carter Wolin, the receiver. But nothing doing. The ball's overthrown everybody out of bounds before it's finally caught. But that's going to be a turnover on downs just shy of the midfield stripe. We'll call it the 46-yard line, I guess, of the Spartans, where the Spartans have it. The lead and the ball, 6:08 to go in the ball game here in Somerset. 16-10, the Spartans have the ball and the lead. So they could put a real hurt on this clock now if they can eat up some of this and get a couple of first downs, force some timeouts. We're going to stay here on the first timeout. And there will be a couple. Snap to the quarterback, shotgun, and he is ahead for about a gain of three. We'll call it four. He's down to the 50-yard line right on the midfield stripe. And that was Donley, the ball carrier, number 13. So a pair of Donleys on this team, junior or a sophomore rather, and a senior. They don't get into play at the same time much, but both good athletes. But the Donley, the senior, is the Swiss Army knife, as I said, for this team, and he is in the shotgun now. They've got wings left, single set back. And a snap to the quarterback results in a up-the-gut run. Keeper up close to a first down. And they are going to be awfully close, and they're probably going to give it to him. It's been anybody's guess what is going to happen with spotting the ball here tonight. There's been times where they were clearly short. They gave him a first down. Times where they were clearly over. It wasn't a first down. This one's right at the marker, and there's going to be a timeout called. So we're going to stay here and see what they decide to do. They've got to measure, I would think. Yep, they're playing the chain gang song, so I'm guessing they're coming out, and they are. So I didn't see who called that timeout. I'm guessing it was the Spartans so that they could measure. And the Spartans on offense here. It's going to be close to a first down. 5 minutes and 1 second to go in the ball game. And first down is the call for the Spartans. Home team loves it. The home crowd loves it here on senior night for Somerset. 16-10, the Somerset Spartans have the lead. 5 minutes and 1 second to go in the ball game, and the Warriors need this ball game to have a chance at playoffs. The Spartans need it to save face on the season a little bit. They're 1-7, have not won a Middle Border Conference matchup yet, but been in some games, some really good games against some good teams here in the Middle Border. Donley has it. He got through 5 yards before somebody grabbed him around the waist and slung him for an extra 4 yards. And that's exactly what it is a 9-yard gain. I couldn't see who had him around the waist. I think it was Tyler Ellison. Instead of tackling him there, Ellison flung him ahead for another 4 yards. So second down, just shy of the 35-yard line. We'll call it the 36 for the Spartans. And they could salt this one away with a score here as 4 minutes and ticking in the ball game. Tight formation, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper up the middle. Single receiver left, everybody else packed in kind of a tight formation there. Conley has got the first down and then some, but he comes up gimping, and now he's limping pretty bad, favoring his left leg coming out, but there's a injured Warrior on the field. So we're going to take a timeout here, hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back to Amory Warrior Football 107.5.
Need reliable electrician services? Look no further than Vans Electric. They've got the experts ready to help with wiring, lighting, and even full electrical installation. Their expertise doesn't stop there. Thanks to their partnership with Blue Flame Heating and Cooling, all your heating and air conditioning needs can also be met. Together, they're your one-stop shop for keeping your home powered, comfortable, and safe. Call Vans Electric at Blue Flame Heating and Cooling at 715-268-2264 today.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back here to Somerset, and a bit of a somber mood, even though they're playing the newlywed game theme song or match game or something. But we've got a Amory Warrior down at about the 35-yard line, and he has not moved. And they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people out there right now tending to him. I can't see a number, and I won't make a guess, but... All right, and he is finally on his feet. Lower leg injury, it looks like, because he is not putting any weight. That's big number 74 for the Amory Warriors. Elliot Roberts, 6'2", 240 senior. And he is not putting any weight on that left leg at all as they take him off the far side to his bench. So hoping he's okay. The final regular season game, and as we tick down 3:59 to go, you hate to see somebody injured at this point, at any point, but 3:59 to go in the ball game, 16-10 in favor of the Spartans, and they pack in that tight formation again. I can't even put it into words. 10 of the 11 players are within a 4-yard radius, and Donley in the shotgun, he's got the ball. He's going to follow that wedge through, and it goes nowhere. So first down run there. Gains maybe a yard, 2nd and 9 upcoming, just across the 30-yard line. Right at the 30, they're going to spot it. 2nd and 9. Very, very short gain there, not even a full yard. 3:14 to go in the ball game as we're letting it tick down here. 6-point lead by the home team, the Spartans. And they've got it again in that tight formation. And again, Donley's going to take it. And he's hit, falls on the pile, but then gets up off the pile. He never touched the ground. He fell right on the middle of that pile like it was a pile of leaves. But jumped back up and gained a sizable amount of real estate, but not enough. He's just a yard short, 3rd and 1 at the 20-yard line, 21-yard line. Yeah, jumped up off the pile because nothing touched the ground, and he ran left out of bounds. If he had gained one more yard, it would have been a first down. Here we go. Same formation again. One receiver left. Everybody else packed tight. I can't, again, describe what it looks like. It looks like victory formation. Finally, a timeout's going to be called. We'll keep it here. The Spartans are going to call a timeout, 2:54 to go in the ball game. They've got a 6-point lead, and they are in the catbird seat here. They need a yard to get a first down and then burn some clock, and they're going to probably run it out and come away with a victory, the home team. The Warriors have, I'm not going to say dominated, but they have been the better team offensively. But it doesn't show that on the scoreboard. 2:54 to go. They're trailing by 6. And they need a victory here to have a chance to get in the playoffs. It's a slim chance. But if they lose, their chance is nothing. Spartans playing for pride here, saving face on this season. Early season win against the Bloomer Blackhawks, and that's been their only victory of the year. So they're in that tight formation again. Donley has it, finds a little bit of room up the gut, and is going to get a first down. Gain of about 3 yards. 17-yard line now. It's going to be a first down for the Spartans. And I don't know how many timeouts the Warriors have, but I'm guessing the Spartans can salt this away. Certainly with a first down. Clock is ticking. 2:33 to go in the ball game. 6-point lead for the home team Spartans. Thanks for joining us here tonight on 107.5 WLAK Lake Air Amory. Also on the Civic Media app. Remind you again that this is your home for Badger football as well. Direct snap then to Donley. And he falls ahead. Gain of a couple. Maybe a yard. Timeout, Amory. Let's hear one more time from our sponsors. We'll be right back to Amory Warrior Football, 107.5 WLAK.
Looking for reliable cable TV, telephone, and internet services in Amory? Look no further than Northwest Communications. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, staying connected with loved ones, or working from home, Northwest Communications has you covered with fast, dependable service. Ready to upgrade? Visit them online, www.nwcom.net, or call 715-268-7101. Experience the best in local service with Northwest Communications, keeping Amory connected.
Can you give this to the lady in the black hat and tell her thank you? The lady in the black hat.
Help!
All right, we're back on air here in Somerset as the Spartans have it, and they're trying to salt away a victory here. Donnelly runs left side. He's got a gainer of about 4 yards. And it's going to be a third down and about two to go, and Amory calls a timeout. I'm guessing their last 1:59 to go in the ball game. We're going to keep it here. Donnelly has touched the ball early and often tonight, the quarterback. He is their leading rusher on the season. He's got he's over the 1,000-yard mark for sure tonight. He had